All right, I want to start reading here at Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 24. He says, "Rise ye up and take your journey and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into thy hand Sihon, the Amorite king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle." Before I go any further, he said, "I'm giving you somebody else's land." And he, now this might get a little strong here. So fasten your seatbelt. If you got seatbelt, fasten. Shoulder harness, fasten that. Because he's saying, whoa, see. And I had to see in Numbers chapter 13, Moses sent out 12 spies to spy out the land of Canaan. And they came back. And they gave a report. One thing they said is that the land is there. The next thing they said is that the land is good. Good means abundance, rich in the Hebrew. And then he said, the land is occupied. So I'm keep up with me now, because I'm gonna put something together that I want you to quote me right when you go out of here. Look what it said in verse 25. "This day will I begin to put the dread of thee and the fear of thee upon the nations that are under the whole of heaven, who shall hear a report of thee and shall tremble and be in anguish because of thee." Now, what's going on here? And what we are saying here, now this particular teaching, by the way, is the Receiving Your Inheritance Part 10, and the subtopic or title is Commanding the Blessing. Commanding the Blessing. So as we looked at this, we saw that this word blessing, we're trying to kind of put some arms around what is the blessing. And we saw that this blessing comes from the word barak, means to bless. And this word that means to bless has to do with to empower for success. To empower for success. That God plans for you to be successful. Successful in what? Successful in everything you do. So he has given you this empowerment for success. Now, I broke it down because what happened is I go into scriptures and I look at who got the blessing and what happened in their lives. So there I came out with more of a descriptive definition of the blessing. It brings supernatural provision, supernatural financial increase, supernatural fruitfulness, longevity, supernatural protection, supernatural health, supernatural favor, supernatural promotion, and even supernatural business savvy. That is what this blessing brings. Now, this blessing here, we see it from beginning to end. And what I showed you is that we started with Genesis. And in Genesis, he said in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 20, start at verse 20. Wait a minute. I have some notes here. Okay, good. I see it here. Get it now. Good. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And he said in Genesis 1, 26, "And God said, let us make man after our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So underline in that place, all the earth. Dominion over all the earth. All right? Then we went down to verse 28. And God blessed them. Them who? The people he had created, in this case first, Adam, okay? So he blessed Adam. And God said unto them, be fruitful. This is where it started now. This is empowerment for success, to prosper, to bring forth some things that had to be brought forth in the earth. So he is saying, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish that sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So as God gave mankind this blessing, that this blessing was the power that God used to create all matter. And he called it the blessing. And this blessing he put on Adam because Adam now is going to get a job. Now he created Adam to get a job. He's got an assignment. So, oh, I'm done. So he created Adam outside the garden and put him in the garden. That's very important. Put him in the garden. He said, dress it and keep it. Now he's got to replenish the earth. That's part of his assignment. He's got to replenish the earth. Now, when I say replenish, I mean perpetually renew and supply it. So the earth outside the garden with thorns and so forth, you know that, because when Adam got put out, that's what he got. But no, just hang on now, because I'm going to take you somewhere else. So Eden was a place of luxury. So Adam was to take Eden, which represents the presence of God. He's supposed to take Eden and spread Eden to all parts of the earth. Supposed to take Eden everywhere. Now, he's not to leave Eden because that garden was going to go before him. He's going to be creating the garden as he goes. Say amen to that. Now, in that, Adam sinned, as you know, and because of his sin, the curse came. All right? Now, the power, the blessing is someone's somewhat seen in the result of the curse, because it wasn't Satan that cursed the earth. Okay? The result of the blessing was the reason that the earth got cursed like it did. I'm just saying, when Adam sinned. Now, everything was affected. Once that curse hit, everything that crawls, everything that flies, everything all the way down to the molecular level was contaminated. Everything. Now, how do you fix the curse? I'll give you three guesses and the first two don't count. How do you fix the curse? With the what? Blessing. It is the only thing powerful enough to fix it. Now, what happens to a man or a woman that's living on the earth without God? Can they really fix the curse? No, they can't fix it. They can come up with global warming, global cooling. They come up with all kinds of theories. They can't fix it because the curse is behind it. And the only way you can fix the blessing and completely make a person whole or an environment whole is through the blessing, faith in the blessing. Now, let's just look at something, because you can't leave it up to the devil. Look what it says in Isaiah chapter 14, and I'll start reading at verse 12. All right, look what he says. He says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? Now, who is Lucifer? The devil. And I think they got a TV program called Lucifer now. And I'm telling you, as ignorance going to seed. And look what it says. O Lucifer, son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken nations. Now, Lucifer weakened nations. Watch this. For thou hast said in thy heart,